All right, let's return to Chaticha Nas Nevela. Let's go back to Chaticha Nas Nevela, Sif Dalet. What we're going to do this morning we're going to do three things. We're going to review what we know already about Chaticha Nas Nevela. B, we're going to finish the Sif. And C, we're going to deal with a couple of Shailas, Halacha Lamaisa, that have to do with Chaticha Nas Nevela. Let's review. We're going to start reading for the page that's numbered 404 in the handouts, which is the second Ramah page of the Ramah Sif Dalet. Let's review what we know until here. What we know without machlokes, without question, is that min haTorah Chaticha Nas Nevela by Basa B'Cholov. If meat goes into milk, milk goes into meat, they both become Isser, and we say Chaticha Nas Nevela, we need Shishim against the total mixture. It's not enough Shishim only against the milk. That is not a dispute. The Machlaikis Mechaber Ramah is whether you say Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim. Whether we're Goyza Midrabanan on Shari Surim Otu Basa B'Cholov. The Mechaber is Mekel, that we do not say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim. And the Ramah is Machmir, that we do say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim, which means, in practical application, simple case, you have a drip of treifis that falls on a vegetable, and there's no shishim, the vegetable becomes treif. If that vegetable is then put into a vegetable soup, you need shishim against the whole vegetable, not just shishim against the drip. That's the taich of Chaticha Nas Nevela. The taich is simple enough, not complicated. You can explain it to someone who never learned Yeridaya. You need shishim against the whole vegetable, including what was formerly heter, and not just shishim against the drip. Now, because this is a chumrah that we say Chaticha Nas Nevela by lach balach, therefore the Ramah says that any time we have a machlaikis, we're going to be mekel, and he mentions four exceptions, of which we've already learned four exceptions to Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim. The first exception was that if something is in a tafshel, it's in a liquid, and a drip of issa fell on a piece of, let's say, a meat that's in a soup, that's inside the soup, we don't say Nas Nevela on the piece it fell onto, but we say shishim in the entire soup. Because it's not an isadavo, because it's lashon, it's not stuck to it, it's something that fell from the outside. And therefore, if it's in a liquid, we say shishim, we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela, we don't say, well, first it fell on the piece, and lasted a piece, and then you need shishim against the whole piece. No. If it fell when it's in a liquid, then we don't say shishim. That's even if it's not sticking out, even if it's inside. The way it could be is somebody made a soup, and in the soup he put in a piece of kosher chicken, he had a piece of treifa chicken, and one was touching the other, sitting on it in the soup. And now you cook, see, the question is, do I need shishim against the piece of treifa chicken? Or do I say the treif touched the kosher, so it was by lay onto the kosher, and that's nas nevela, and then an essence. So we say, no, it's not nas nevela. As an extension of this first kula, we had a machlokes Rashi and the Ri. If you have a piece which is partially out and partially in, if a tipa falls on the part that's partially out, now we have a tremendous nafkamina between Rashi and the Ri. You have a piece partly in, partly out. Rashi holds it's considered to be out. So quite to Rashi, that piece is nas nevela, and it has to the soup. And he's shishim against the whole thing. According to the Ri, it's considered to be in, and therefore you only need shishim against the drip. So this is a, and it's machlokes shach and tazi, passed like Rashi and the Ri, so it's a suffix. And we'll discuss it in a little while when we get to cases. This is all part of the first kula, that according to the Ri, it's considered to be in. If a drip falls on a piece, then it's you only need shishim against the drip. So that's kula number one, that if it's in a liquid, it's you don't say nas nevela. Kula number two, which is much more significant, is that by lach balach, we're mekel, excuse me, at least perhaps a meruba, that we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim. If it's a mixture of a liquid and a liquid, in other words, I'm cooking, somebody is cooking one soup, and Treifus falls in and asks the soup. But they're not aware of it. They take this soup, which is now treif, they pour it into a big soup. And now the question is, do I need shishim in the big soup against the iser or against the whole first pot? Well, we say chaticha nas nevela, need shishim against the whole first pot, the pot worth of it. So therefore, zatrama besim rubu and mekel on chaticha nas nevela by lach balach. Again, we'll get to further cases. This is where we're at now. We have the two kulas. A, that everything in the pot is mistar if you don't say nas nevela. And B, that by lach balach, there's some rule, but you don't say that's the veil. Let's get to the last two, and then we'll talk about cases lamaisa. We're in the Ramah, v'yesh lisma echazeh b'shari, sunas echazeh gadlai b'vasa b'chalav. Okay, v'im nisar of yavish b'yavish. The last two lines of the page, if you have the traditional print.
Right.
Good. Vim nisar of yavesh biyavesh lo yamrina mishum iser chaticha nas nevela. Now this third kula actually is even by vasa b'chalav. What we're saying is that if it's mixed, yavesh biyavesh, if you have a piece of iser and pieces of heter, and they're indistinguishable one from the other, so there's no idea of by yavesh biyavesh. There's no idea of chaticha nas nevela. The shach tez zayin is masber. Shachta Zayin Lo Yamrina B'Shum Isa Chaticha Nas Nevela Kolaymer Bein B'Basa B'Cholav Bein B'Shari Surim Elo Lo Oilam Kol Shini Taisif Acha Kach Heter Havak In This Arav Kein Lichat Chila. Now what that means is the following. I have a piece of Isser. I have two chicken thighs. One comes from a Trefa chicken, one comes from a kosher chicken, and I they're indistinguishable. That's a bad example because that's a chaticha revischab. It'll never be bottled. But let's say I have something that's maybe just a drumstick of a chicken. It's probably not a chaticha revischab. So I have just a flegel of a chicken. So I have a flegel, two chicken flegel, and one is from a treif of chicken, one's from a kosher chicken. I can't, by looking at it, I can't tell because the flegel wasn't treif. The rest of the chicken was treif. So they have two flegel. I can't tell which is which. One is this and one is that. They're indistinguishable. Now the two of them fall into a pot that have in them another 100 chicken wings. Now, the 100 is a total of more than shishim against the wing that's iser. But if I would say chaticha nas nevela yavesh biyavesh, I would need 100 against the two chicken wings because they already became mixed and indistinguishable, and they're both iser. And now when they fall in, I should need against both. So we say no. Bayavish biyavish, it's not nas nevela. There's no bliya went from one to the other. It's not dumya the basa b'chalav. And therefore, bayavish biyavish, we don't say in the first taruvis that chaticha was nas nevela.
Because the issue is only because I don't know which one it is.
Because it is only because I don't know which one it is. There was no transfer of bliya from one to the other. They were cold. Yavish biyavish means cold. Sometimes it's very difficult to tell. The technical way of telling is by water displacement. We go by volume, not by weight. So the proper way to do it is you take the chicken wing. I guess if you're not sure which of the two is the iser, which of the 100 is, you take the biggest one. You see how much it displaces, and you multiply it by 60. Chabit shrei lach b'lach because min b'mina yato min b'ein amina. What? No, I meant if you have to fell into a pot that was cooking. When the two chicken wings are osur, it's chad b'chad. Now they fall into 100 that are cooking in a pot. No, but it's cooking. When it's cooking in a pot, min b'minai, the two chicken wings fell into a pot that was... No, two weren't cooking. They're osur because it's chad b'chad. It's not chad b'tray. So they're osur. Now the two chicken wings fell into a cooking pot. In the cooking pot, it's now lach balach. The blias of this are going to go into the others, and it needs shishim. Okay. Well, now it's all mortar. You have to throw one out. That's all. Yeah, you have to throw out one, and that's la halacha, but it's a chumra. It's a chumra that we pass
them
on. David, you want to water displacement? He once called me about a chicken liver And you asked me, how am I supposed to be able to tell if they're shishim? I told you, well, just I told you what to do. And you said there was plenty of much more than shishim. Eh? So, you know, if people do it, he once called me an Arab Shabbos and he did it. So, what? You've done it. It's not a big deal. If you need to do it precisely, it's a problem. But you put it in, what runs out. And you don't, very often you don't need it precisely because it's very often way yeah, it's not a problem, but that's the way. Now all right, so this is cooler number three. Now if you're looking at Shach Tezayin, don't stop looking at it because there's a something that the Shach adds in Tezayin. Well, in Yini Amrina Chaticha Nas Neveila B'Melicha, do we say Chaticha Nas Neveila by salted things? Pasuk b'Teres Chatos Klal Amechestin Beis Dafta Nehigin L'Shar Kol Melicha B'Samach V'Kamok En Kim Dar V'Pais M'Sayv L'Kol Melicha Eino Yiseres Rakadei Klifa Yesh L'Hatel Terech Efsid Gadol Oilo Ani B'Dav Achasha V'Lo Ymer D'Lo Yinas Nevela. I'm sorry, Shach Tezayin. The Shach Tezayin, I read the first part because it was an explanation of the Ramah. The second part, L'In Yini Amrinan Chatich Nas Nevela B'Melicha. That is a very important kula of the Teres Chatos, which is the Ramah himself, and the Shach, and this is the way we paskin. Why is it important? Everything's important, but it's here is I'll tell you a case, and you'll understand. You have a butcher store that does melicha, that does nikor, and melicha like the old fashioned butcher stores, and there's one part of the nikor which they find afterwards that they didn't do right. Let's say they do melicha. How do you do melicha? They get the sides of beef and they cut it up and they do nikor. And right after nikor, they throw it into soak and then they salt it. They're salting it. They say, oh no, one of the areas of nikor was not done properly. Let's say, give me an example. The diaphragm was not, they didn't pull off the chalef properly. They say, uh-oh, we have a problem. What's the din now? Well, now they're going to pull it out and do the nikur. The question is, malicha asers. What is the malicha aser? So, the malicha is going to aser that piece. It's a davuk, and that piece is going to be treif. Can't do nikur after you finish the malicha. Question is, what about everything else in this big container in which it's salted? Do you need shishim only against that thin krum, the fats, which you have shishim easily? Or should we say, no, this is an isadavuk. This whole steak became trey from the fats that's attached to it. And I need shishim against this whole steak, and that I don't have. So that shaila, the Ramon, the Shach Paskin, then this is why we Paskin, that the Lokim Hefsid, he says Hefsid Meruba, Hefsid Gadol, he says that we don't say Chaticha Nas Neveila. Tas is so much meat, we're not going to say Chaticha Nas Neveila. And therefore, you only shishim against the fats, and not against the piece that it's stuffed to, because of this kula that by Malicha we don't say Nas Neveila. There's a very simple svara to it. We're only asering Chaticha Nas Neveila Gzeira Atu Basa B'Chalav. Because the Chalav of Minatayr is only Derech Bishul. So by Malicha, there should be no Gzeira. Therefore, by Malicha, we'll make on at least Mokim Hefzid Gadol. I've seen in Chuvas Revealed Mokim Hefzid, not so Gadol, that to be make on that by Malicha, you don't say Chaticha Nas Neveil. So it's actually sort of a fifth Kula, that by Malicha, we don't say Chaticha Nas Neveil.
What's the difference between Hefzid Gadol and the Ani Dabar Chashim?
What he basically is saying that Hefzid Gadol depends on the person. By in Ani, even just a good supper is a Hefzid Meruba. For somebody who's not an Ani, it has to be something that's objectively a lot of money.
It's the same thing.
It's the same idea. All right, the fifth and final Kula in the Ramah. You know, we go on to this new page of the Ramah. First he says, Ayin l'kaman tzadik tes tesvav dechatich anas nevela. Kli ha-nesar mablias iser. Lo yamrina bechaticha nas nevela. A keli which became treif. We don't say on the keli chaticha nas nevela. V'loi bin nesamach ragneget ha-iser shabala. Now here you have to understand what it means. The metal of the keli is not nas nevela. if you have a keli that has a bli in it of treifus, you need shishim against the treifus. You don't need shishim against the volume of the entire kli. However, zok de gra chafhei, rotz alaymer, shehei sarach samach neged hakli atzma. We're saying now that you don't need shishim against the metal of the keli itself. So that you don't need shishim. Kilu hi asura. Vahinu b'chadasha. That only applies to a new pot. Komesh k'sam nu b'sim tzad chesef hei. If you do it. V'leyamina gabei chatich nasav hei. Lo v'raya mashakasa k'desh v'asher truma v'nais n'tam. Aval. However, b'yishana. If you have an old pot, amina l'gabei b'lua chatich nasav hei. A pot has bleas in the wall. The bleas in the wall, you do say chatich nasav hei. Komesh k'sam nu shamu b'sim tzad, etc. The metal of the keli is not nas nevela. But if there are blias in the keli from a previous cooking, those blias are nas nevela. Now, immediately, it's not only a brand new pot. You understand that a pot that's a ena ben yaimai, which has no blias that could give tam, is a keder chadasha. So then there would be no issue of chaticha nas nevela in the pot itself. However, the Gra is saying a chumrah, which is the halacha, that the blias in a keli, if you have a keli that you used once for kosher and now you use it and it becomes treif, then you do say on the blias in the keli, you do say chaticha nas nevela.
How do you measure the chaticha inside? It's the same as the whole keli.
In that you can measure how many blias there are, and therefore it's going to be the whole keli, unless you know that I only use this keli today. It's a frying pan. All I used it for was to I put in an ounce of oil and I heated it up, and then I put it in my kugel. So you know, you only has an ounce of blias, so then it's okay. But otherwise, you would not be keen. Now this last gra we're going to get to in sifhei, because in sifhei we're going to talk about a spritz that hits a pot. How much you need for the contents of the pot, connected the spritz, connected the kli. So we're going to get into this gra as soon as we learn sifhei. But this gra is an important explanation of the fourth kula of the Ramah. So again, to review, four kulas of the Ramah. Kula number one is that if a tipa falls on something that's in a pot of food that's cooking, you need shishim from the whole pot, not shishim just from the piece it fell on, if it's all secharaitim. Kula number two, lach balach, we don't say nas nevela, except b'mekel merula. Kula number three, yavish b'yavish, we don't say chaticha nas nevela, that's even b'basa b'chala. And kula number four, on the guf ha-kli, the metal of a kli, we don't say chaticha nas nevela, on the, that the guf ha-kli is nas iser, because the guf ha-kli is not iser, is not something that gives taste, that has taste.
And if it would become I don't assume that.
Yeah, the question is now if I need shishim in the contents against the iser or shishim against the whole keli.
Let's say
then I would need shishim against the whole keli.
No, I'm not eating the keli.
Right, but any time you're not eating, any time I take the iser and throw it out, I'm worried about the blias. That's precisely why we don't say chadicha nas nevela, because the metal doesn't give taste. And that's exactly the reason that on the guf ha-kli we don't say chadicha nas nevela. Because it's not a nice in time, it's not a player in the issue of trading taste. Okay, so this is the rules of chadicha nas nevela. We already spent an unusual amount of time on it, so hopefully we're clear. Let me mention to you a couple of shaylos. Oh, I have to mention one more nekuda, I'm sorry. There's a long Taz Tezayin. This whole page is a Taz. Let me just tell you what it's about. It's only Negeah to Pesach, but I shouldn't say only. It's Negeah to Pesach. So let me just tell you. There's a Machlekes, one last Machlekes Taz and Shach. Actually, Taz Nekuz HaKesef here. And that is, if by an Isser Mashahu, we say Chaticha Nas Nevela. In other words, if Chameitz, what Ta'aser, the contents of a pot, the Issa Mashu. Mashu of Chametz falls into a chicken soup and on Pesach and it asks the pan, even though the Shishim, but it asks all everything because Chametz asks the Mashu. If now I were to take from that pot and put some of that into something else. Right? Okay, into something else. Do I say what we call yeshiva trei mashu, that it asked a mashu in the first and was nasa neveila, and now it's going to ask her again later? Now. Two mashu. No, it's the mashu in the first pat, and then it's nasa neveila, and then it asks in the second pat of food. Now I have to explain that by liquids there's no machlaikis. There's no question if 1 ounce of liquid of chametz would fall into a pot which has 100 ounces, and then I took this 101 ounces and put it into 1,000 ounces, it's a physical thing. The mashu of chametz is still there. In liquids, there's no issue. The Tanna says this. There's no question. By liquids, if I have an ounce of farina,
whiskey,
I have an ounce of whiskey, and it fall into a pot, 100 ounces of a liquid, and then that 100 ounces fell into another 1,000 ounces, the ounce is still there. It's just a physical fact. And what? Oh, that's a good point. Hold on a second. We're going to discuss that. So a liquid, there's no question. It asses, asses, asses. It's always a mashu. The question is only on blias. When you have a blia of chametz, let's say you had some hot chametz that touched a piece of chicken, and the chicken is shishim against it. That chicken now is taken out. It doesn't have the mamashis of the chametz in it. It has a mashu of blias of chametz. And that chicken, which has a mashu of blias of chametz, now got put into a chicken soup. Do I say that it's going to ask a mashu the second time? That is chatif and asna veila. That piece of chicken was nasna veila. That falls into a second pot. There, do I say it asks b'mashu? Or should I say that in the second pot it's enough that it could ask a b'shisha? So that here is a machloikis, the Taz and Shach. The Taz says that we don't say issa mashu to say chatif and asna veila, and it should make the new thing be an issa mashu. That we don't say. It's like a chumrah piled on top of a chumrah. Isamashu is a tremendous chumrah. And Chatech Nasavel Beshari Su is a tremendous chumrah. And so Trey Mashu, we're not going to say Chatech Nasavel, and it creates something that can answer itself with a mashu. That's what the Taz says. Now, because it's a Metzias, not a Blia. It's the Metzias of the same liquid of the Mashu. But here we're talking where it's a blia. It was belaya into the chicken, and now the question is the chicken being belaya out. It's a blia, it's not a mamash. That's interesting, the liquid and it. This is the chiluk that he says clearly this chiluk. The Shach disagrees with this, like Mark says, what do you mean? Like I'm saying, it's a chumrah, top of a chumrah. So he says, what do you mean it's Pesach? You know, Pesach is. So the Shach writes, it's interesting, you have a gigantic Nekudas HaKesef here, but he basically starts, his main argument is, if you want to see, you have to turn back, in Nekudas HaKesef, it begins with Shom Sivkot and Tezayin, it's going on the Taz. He starts with Ein Devarim Nechayinim, the Kamadinim Shayinim, he made a lot of mistakes.
Where is it?
Nekudas HaKesef is the page before, the fourth line, the fourth line from the top of Nekudas HaKesef. Shom Sivkot and Tezayin, Ein Devarim Nechayinim, the Kamadinim Shayinim, he made a lot of mistakes. Was cooked with a piece of meat. That he says that it doesn't answer with a mashu. Who dover tumua? I asked many elder rabbis and gedolei amirim and people who pass him all the time. And then he starts bringing rayas.
So he,
because he has the Shach's Hagois on the, it's occasionally his son, typically it's him. So so this is the Shach's argument by Chametz B'Pesach. The Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim says like the Shach, so we pass like the Shach, that we do say Chatech Nas Neveilo by Chametz, by Yisam Ashehu. Okay, that we do ask. Okay, so this is the last. So it's, again, to sum up, we have the four kulis of the Ramah, and we have the two parts, the Shas by Malicha, that you could be Mekel, by Hefsid Gadol, and then the Machlekes by Issa Mashu. Okay, now let me get to, I just would like to discuss a couple of shaylos with you, and then we'll move on. We'll continue to come up. Rav Moshe has the following shaylos. This is in Yerdei Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Lamed Beis. There was a tchel, a spleen, which a spleen has a krum on it, has chelav on it. And this tchel, from which the spleen was not removed, was cooked in a pot with 15 pounds of meat, and there was some chicken there, he writes also. He says it was salted, obviously it was salted first, and then it was cooked. The question is whether you need shishim against the krum, just the fats, or shishim against the entire tchel, against the entire spleen, of which there's no shishim against the spleen and the 15 pounds of meat. So Rav Moshe in the tshuva divides it into two things. The shiloh when it's salted, whether it assers, and when it's cooked, whether it assers. He says when it's salted. So Rav Moshe says that we have the shach, that the hefsid gadol, you don't say chaticha nas nevela. So therefore in the salting, the tchoil obviously is aser, because the tchoil is a davuk, and it doesn't have the het that everything else has. However, the rest of the 15 pounds of meat is mutter, because it has shishim against the krum. Now, it was cooked together. Once it's cooked, you have now a shayla chaticha nas nevela. Whether you say chaticha nas nevela or not. Now, the pashtus, of course, should be that you say chaticha nas nevela, that the krum asses the tchoil, it's nas nevela, and the tchoil asses everything else. And that pashtus is the din. However, the poskim say that there's a suffix if there's shishim in the tchoil against its krum. Whether the tchoil itself has 60 against the krum of chaylev, and this Rav Moshe quotes from a shach in Hilchis Trei and Hilchis Chaylev, that there's a suffik if the tchoil has samach against the krum. The suffik, after mimachmir, you can't eat the tchoil with a suffik shishim. But here Rav Moshe says something which is, once you hear it, it's very mistaver, but it's an important rule for a rav to know. He says, we had in Simen Tzadiches, and we started Taruvis a long time ago, there was a sugya of Nishbach. Nishbach was a case where Issa fell into Heter, and before you had a chance to measure, if there's Shishim, it spilled out. It spilled, somebody ate it, they thought it was Heter. You can't measure it because it's gone. It's Nishbach. What do you do when you can't measure it and you're Masupik? We said, by Nisa Dairaisa, you have to be Machmir. You don't know if there's Shishim, you have to be Machmir. But by Nisa Drabanan, like Mim B'Minai, which is only a Gezerah to Mim B'Einaminai, so it says over there, by Nishbach, it could be Mekel, Safik Samach, Safik Rabban, Lekula, you're allowed to be Mekel. Zok Rav Moshe, by Chaticha Nasa Nevela, by Shari Surim, it's also only a Drabbanim. Chaticha Nasa Nevela, by Shari Surim, is also a Drabbanim. And if we have a rule that Nishbach, when you can't measure Shishim, that it's a Safik Drabban, Lekula, so the same thing, by Chaticha Nasa Nevela, by Shari Surim, any suffix samach is going to be mutter. We're going to say, now this is not to be matter the tchayel. The tchayel is a suffix deraisa, if the krum was belay into the tchayel. But if you want to say nas nevela on the tchayel, to ask the other 15 pounds of meat, so Kramai should know, because chaticha nas nevela is a drabanan, and therefore we can be makel by suffix shishim. And this is Ramesh's psak, that suffix samach, we don't say chaticha nas nevela. We're going to say that it's a suffix, the chsar nidia, because we don't know how to measure it. So Moshe writes, it's a suffix chsar nidia, l'chala oilam, because it's like we have a Kabbalah that it's not clear that there's shishim in the krum against the tchayel. That's Ramesh's psak. Okay, so this is an important psak, rule. Now I'd like to get to a case that came up a week and a half ago that someone called me with, I mentioned last week.
The woman with the...
Yeah, the woman with the potato. I'll repeat the case, and there are two parts that have to be explained. The woman called that she had a spatula which was fleishik. All its life it was fleishik. and she had used it that day with her chicken soup. Her son came in and said, uh-oh, that's fleishik. This morning I made myself some scrambled eggs, and I used it to scramble the eggs in the frying pan, and I cooked the eggs with butter. I put butter in the pan, then put in the eggs, and I cooked it with butter. So it was a ben yaimai, from blias of butter, the kli rishon. And now she took the spatula, stuck it into a chicken soup. Not only did she mix the chicken soup, but she told me that she took out the vegetables. She took out some celery and put it in a separate container, and then took out a sweet potato and put it in a separate container.
And,
I don't know. She called it a spatula. It may have been a spoon, these big spoons. No, it's only a shayla if it's a kli rishon, if you put it into another bowl. But cause mine, you stick it into the pot that's cooking on the fire. There's no question. It doesn't matter what the ladle is. She stuck it into the pot that's cooking on the fire. So she put it into a kli rishon. But even if you take a regular spoon and stick it in, once you stick it in, it's in the kli rishon. So the issue was the fact. So I asked the boy, I had her ask, the son, how much butter he used. So he said he cut off a slice of butter, and like he always does, and he put it in. But he told me he used a butter blend. The container of the butter blend, it said 35% butter, 65% margarine, which I'm presuming is tarif. So the 35%, so a third of it was milk. So now in the chicken soup, I don't make scrambled eggs all the time, but I'm sure. Probably a chicken soup. It was an 8-gallon pot that was filled almost to the top, is what she told me. So there's probably shishim against the whole slab of butter, but certainly shishim against a third of the slab of butter. So what?
8 quart.
Eight quart. What did I say? I said 8 gallon. Sorry, 8 quart pot. Apologies. Okay. So the chicken soup was no problem. Rather, she told me, she called the Rav, and then as the shayla got harder, he said, call somebody else. Because that in the chicken soup, it's shishim, that was the easy part of the shayla. Then, what?
The butter would have to be
only 7 ounces. Right, so there's no issue, and that's certainly okay. The question's the following, and this is where the other Rav got nervous about it and said, ask someone else. The shayla was, she then took some celery out. And the celery now, with this treif of spoon, the spoon is treif, the spatula, whatever it is treif. That has blias of bas and blias of chalav. That, there's no question. So she pulled out the celery, and now she's carrying it. Now, the celery doesn't have shishim against the spoon. The celery, therefore, is treif. I told her the celery and the sweet potato you have to throw out. Because we're not sure that there's shishim against it, and therefore it's us. But this is where it gets complicated. L'chayra. The celery was nasa nevela. The whole celery and the whole potato was chaticha nasa nevela. And that blia of iser is now in the spatula. When you stick the spatula in the second time, it has more blias than the original butter. Now, it has blias of chaticha nasa nevela, of the vegetable. And now, you should need shishim against the larger amount. Which celery, I don't know how big it is, a sweet potato though is significant. You can't fit 60 sweet potatoes in a 8-quart pot, even if you mash them down. I don't think 60 would fit. So, one second. So therefore, the shayla is that chaticha das nevela, and if it's chaticha das nevela, now it should aser the contents of the pot, and then the pot itself should be aser, etc. Everything should be aser. And l'chayra, that is the... That now becomes the issue.
She put the sweet potato back into the pot?
No, the sweet potato she put somewhere else. If she had put the sweet potato back in, it would have been asr. The sweet potato was definitely nasa nevela. If she had put it back into the pot, it would be asr.
How is that a problem?
The problem is the spatula is now bilea from the sweet potato.
How much of that sweet potato?
You can't have more blias than the volume of the spatula. And so that's already a suffix if there's shishim in the pad against the spatula. It's a little hard to measure.
So, how would one measure how much blias can go?
I understand. So you could try to displace with experiment. Here, we are going to learn in Simen Tzadik Daled that Tzinnus HaAdar, we're going to learn that the Prima Gadim has this case. Kamat Mefurish. Other Akhrenim quote that the Prima Gadim says this, that you don't need, in Tzinnus HaAdar there's a question, if you stick a spoon into a pot many times, whether you need shishim against each time you stick it in, or just once against the whole spoon. L'chayre, every time you pull it out, as new blias, the blias nas nevele, you stick it back in. It keeps on going in and out, back and forth. So there, the Prima Gadim says that in this case, in Mamish's case, where you took out a potato, he says, if you put the potato back in, you say, chatecha nas nevele, and it asses. If you don't put the potato back in, you just stick the spoon back in, then you don't say, chatecha nas nevele. Why? So we're going to leave that for Tzadik Dalit. But that's Beferish in the Prima Gadim. The Badi HaShulchan has a long piece. He says he doesn't understand it. He tries to quote the Achrayim who give a Hezber, and he has difficulty with all the Hezberim.
But
no, Kozaman, it's all attached in the liquid, so we don't set this avail in any one piece. Right. Now, in this case, I was mitzaref one more kula that it's handy to know. And that is, there's something called shir hamaduma. Anybody ever heard the expression shir hamaduma? Shir hamaduma means, let's say I have a pot in which I'm cooking, there's some treifus and some kosher in the pot. The spoon, let's say milk or meat. Otherwise, it's a shir nas nevela. Let's say I have a chicken soup, a pot of chicken soup that's cooking. It's 50% of the, let's ignore the water for whatever reason. Let's just talk about the contents. Let's say it's 50% vegetables, 50% meat. And I stick a spoon in, I pull it out. How much meat is in my spoon? Well, you would say, we don't know, so you have to measure against the whole spoon. Not true. We assume that it's b'leyak a shir hamaduma. Shir hamaduma means it's b'leyak from everything equal. The spoon's not a lamdin to know I'll be b'leyak from the meat, I won't be b'leyak from the vegetables. No. If you stick it into something that's cooking, it's b'leyak from everything equal. That means that if I stick a spoon into a pot that's 50% meat, 50% parav, and now I take that spoon and I stick it into a farina, I don't need shishim against the whole spoon. I need shishim against half the spoon. Because the spoon, total bleus of the spoon is the volume of the spoon. Half of it is meat, half of it is pariv. So here also, in the scrambled eggs, whatever he did with the scrambled eggs, right, the way you scramble eggs, the way I've seen it being done, is you melt the butter into it. You don't need a spatula to melt the butter. And then you crack the eggs usually into a cup and you mush it and you pour it into the thing. And then once you pour in the eggs, you take your spatula, your big spoon, and you mix it, you make it scrambled. So therefore, it's mistaver that the spoon was only b'leyak asher meduma of the eggs and the butter, which would be only a small amount of the spoon. How much? Well, not more than a third of the spoon, because the butter itself was a blend. There was no nas nevela when it was milachik. So no more than a third of the spoon certainly has bleus, and probably much less than a third, because it was mixed with eggs, and the eggs are much more than the butter. So that in the spoon, how much butter is there? Only a small amount. So even when he took the potato or the celery out, it's not a certain thing that there was no shishim against the amount of butter that's in the spoon. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. The amount of butter that's in the spoon, what is the percentage of butter in a scrambled egg? A tenth? Probably less. So it's only a tenth of the volume of the spoon. So that already would create a suffix shishim, even in the potato or the celery. And then, by suffix shishim, Ramesh just said that you don't say chaticha nas nevela by suffix samach. So we have here a prima gadim that's matir, those who ask on the prima gadim. And we have here our din of chaticha nas nevela, which is a suffix samach here because of shir meduma. And therefore, it's okay. The soup is fine.
Are you basing the fact that 1/3, 35% of the blend is milky, that it's 1/3, it's not the whole thing. I mean, isn't it become one unit?
No, that's chaticha nas nevela. We don't say it by milk.
35%, you're saying it's not pure milchik.
How many bleus are milchik? No, the 65% we treat as milchik because it has milk in it. But the reason that 65% is milchik is because it has droplets of milk in it, right. Not because the margarine part is milk.
But in every part is like in
is a third. Every molecule, not a molecule, but each bashu has a third milk. That's Shira Meduma. Shira Meduma means according. Meduma here doesn't mean Meduma with a hay imagination. Meduma is with an eye, and it means the shear of the mixture. The whole spoon is hot, but why should it be treif? It's only treif if there's more than if it's not both of b'shishim. Both b'shishim is not treif. It's a drabanan because chatichan as neveh was a drabanan. What? Oh, it's true. I have to make the point. He's asking. Rabbi Sha only said that you say chatichan as neveh. This is Safi Rabbanan by Shari Surim, not by Basa B'chalav. However, Chatichanas Nevelim in Atayr, as you mentioned from the Shach, is really only milk into meat and meat into milk. Meat and milk into potatoes is Vaita really Shari Surim, even though the Mechaber himself is Maida to be Machmir, but that's only the Rabbanan. Because it's Basa B'chalav into something which is not Gufa Yisr, and therefore it would be Mutter. So this is an example of a case. Now, move on to another case. The case I mentioned the first week, which Rabbi Yitzchak Grossman here had certain ha'aris on. Let me repeat the case and mention the ha'aris. I mentioned that there's a question here about the case happened to be a bakery. It would be true about a pizza store, any other food store. A bakery that's open on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, they bake challahs, or bake bread and cake, and whatever it is they bake. The ingredients are all kosher. Mashgiach goes in, makes sure, even on Shabbos, the Mashgiach is supposed to go in, and make sure that all the ingredients are kosher. However, a Jew who bakes on Shabbos, as we know, a Jew who bakes b'mezid on Shabbos, it's nesar, the food is nesar, loy la'olam. It becomes treif for him forever. My question was, if it's nesar loy loy, if the food is treif, so it becomes treif. So now it should ask the kalim. Then, okay, so on Sunday, whatever they bake on Sunday, I won't buy. So I'll buy things starting on Monday. It's ena ben yaymai. But even on Monday, it should be a problem. Because when they bake on Sunday, the bliya comes from the tray into the new bread. And it's nasa nevela. And it goes back into the pan. And now it's refreshed. Now it's a new bliya for Monday and Tuesday. Unless they take a day off, which they might as well take Shabbos off, they're going to take a day off. And unless they take a day off, it's going to be treif forever. This was the ha'ara based on Chatichanas Nevela. Okay. So this was one of the two ha'aras. There were two ha'aras on this. One is, that's Nesar Laila Ailam, not for others. So my response to that is, my response to that was that if it's nasa bishviloi, it also should be us. If you make something for someone else, it's also issa. So he's making it for all the customers. What? Bishviloi made for the customers.
All customers.
You don't know which ones to go to which customer.
Well,
the firm come, they buy it, he'll sell it to them. He's making for his customers. So the what was pointed out was that the Mishnah Berurah paskins Nasa Bishvila is not Aser. Mishnah Berurah says that Nasa Bishvila is not an Iser, and therefore L'chayrut should be Mutter. Now, when I looked into it, because I remember the other way, so I looked into it, there's a Tshuva in the Ksav Sefer, it's Tshuva Nun in the Ksav Sefer. But it's not only, not every Ksav Sefer is quoted everywhere. This Ksav Sefer, Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva in which he passes like Ksav Sefer. I also saw it in the Kaf HaChayim. The Ksav Sefer says that Nasa B'Shvilai doesn't apply to a store. The heter of Nasa B'Shvilai doesn't apply to a store where things are made for the customers. They wouldn't be open if it wasn't that way. It's one thing if somebody cooks at home because he's having guests for lunch. So the guests don't come, he'll eat it himself. But something that's made in a store, in a plant, Nasa B'Shvilai is awesome. Now, that doesn't take away, the Mishnah Berurah still says Nasa B'Shvilai is mutter. The Ksav Sefer is a chiddush. If a paisik will say to be mekel is good. But we did have, by Eimavat L'Nisa L'Chatchila, we did have this idea, Mishnah, that if something is done for other people, there was a taz, and the Rebbe Kivega said that if you sell it in bitl al asnam, the Mishayirza liknais, if you mevatel something for any customer, Hari Kamashi Nasa Bishvilam Biyichud Vasa Lakulam. He said that the Rebbe Kivega brought this idea from Shema Rivash that if you're doing it for customers, it's aser. And even though the Taz who was Makel in Arachayim is Makel here, if the person is Nasa Bishvila is unaware of it, he says this is the Leikah Taz, and we keep making paskins, if it's made for sale, that it does answer. That there is a Issa Mishnah Nasa Bishvila. So that's Hara number one. There was a second Hara, that even though the Magen Avraham answers Blias of Bishul on Shabbos, that's also not so clear. Not so clear from the earlier sources that a blia of bishul b'shabbos, which is a knas, is aser. The logic would be the knas is you shouldn't do it, and thus is you shouldn't do it. No one's going to do anything for the blias, so that would be a svara to say maybe that it's going to say that two tzedadim lahakel that the blias are not clearly aser, mishnas shvila is not clearly aser. The problem is the Magen Avraham does aser blias, and that. And the Mishnah Asa B'Shvilai is certainly unclear. Maybe if someone wants to use this to be Makel in a hospital, usually in the hospital it's Goyish people cooking, but let's say you would have a situation in a hospital in Eretz Yisrael, somebody would want to use these Tzerufim, but Makom Tzerut, it would be certainly a good argument to be Makel. And the whole thing is Chaticha Nas Nevela, which is Machlokes Mechaber Amah. Right? According to the Mechaber, if it's Tzeradim, it's not a problem, because you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela on Bishul on Shabbos. So al kaponim, this is the other shayla we had. One last shayla I'd like to mention. If it's constantly cooking, it never becomes an ene ben yaymai. Well, if you don't hold chaticha nas nevela, then the bliya from Shabbos by Monday is ene ben yaymai. The new. Well, that was the end of Kuf Gimel. Truth is that according to the Mechaber, is certainly right. The Ramah there said, the truth is, you're right. The Mechaber there said, until the end of Kuf Gimel, says Zion, that a kadeira that is a bliya basa b'chalav and you cooked water in between, it refreshes it and makes it a ben yaymai and shetisha meislai. So it has to mamish sit 24 hours quiet. The truth is the Mechaber said it, but the shach there had a kasha on it. But lemaisa, the shach said it depends on chaticha nas neveila. That the reason it asks is only because the shach says the inchav. That only because chaticha nas neveila. So if you don't say chaticha nas neveila, then there's no problem with the hischachas. And one last shaila, which used to be a common shaila, today the mitzvah changed. It's interesting. You look at tshuva svarim from even Ramesha, certainly a little before Ramesha. So many shailas about treifus and things that today don't come up. If you remember, there was a time where when you bought a whole chicken, you got the liver inside in a plastic bag. Okay, those are the olden days already, because today they don't do it anymore. But you used to get the liver inside in a plastic bag, and you had to kashya the liver. What?
Some
ducks. Oh, ducks. Okay. So the question that came up more than once is: are people who have cooked the chicken, the whole chicken, and then discovered the
melted plastic?
Well, the plastic. If the plastic melted, it would be a different story, but found the plastic bag with the now treifa liver inside. The question is, what is the din of the chicken? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, it's in Chel in Yerdeya, in Chel Gimel tshuva Yud Dalet, about it being cooked in the pot. So Rav Moshe says, well, posh it, if it's cooked like in a chicken soup, so it's easy in the shishim against the liver. Now the shayl said that the plastic bag is waterproof. What does it get through? So Ramosha said, water proof doesn't matter, it's Belius. Right? You take a metal pot and you lower it into something, the water can't get through, but the Belius go in. He said, if you cook it, there's no shayla of shishim. The shayla Ramosha has is if it was nitzla, if it was tzli, in a machvas, in a pan with a little bit of water or oil. And Ramosha writes that this is totally in the machlekes Rashi and the Ri. The case apparently was that there was enough liquid to cover a part of the liver and not all of it. I would think that if you roast it, there's not even enough liquid to hit the liver. But this is the way Ramosha has the shayla. He says that it's a machlekes Rashi and the Ri. According to Rashi, something that's partially in, partially out is out. And then it'll aser k'dei netilo, wherever it's touching. According to the Ri, something that's partially in, partially out is in. And then it's enough shishim. If there's no shishim, it's worse. If there is shishim, it's better. If there's no shishim, it asers the whole thing. And if there is shishim, it'll aser, it'll be mutter. So it's an interesting truth. So Ramosha says, lahalacha v'machmir, Rashi and the Ri both. Shachan taz agyad paskin. So you have to have shishim. If you don't have shishim, you throw everything out. If there is shishim, it only asks k'dei netila. Now, what I found fascinating about this tshuva and a little puzzling is Ramosha apparently, I'm sure he didn't write the tshuva on Shabbos, but he answered the tshuva apparently on Shabbos. He says he told the person that on Shabbos, now you have the chicken, there was shishim against the liver, and you're going to eat it, but there's k'dei netila. So Ramosha told him not to cut away the k'dei netila, that's p'saylus matai chaychol, it's bayer on Shabbos. But he says, eat it from the kosher side until you get close to the treifus, and then stop. Imagine you have guests that Shabbos. You don't listen. Eat the chicken until... But what puzzles me... What puzzles me is that Ramosha writes, eat the chicken until close to the k'dei netila and leave a little extra. It shouldn't be bayir. Because the hilchos bayir, the halacha is, that if you take a fly out of the soup and you take some soup with it, so it's not bayir. Sir Moshe says, leave a little extra. So I said, what? That's bayir is mutter. Ilchum etzach psaylus tiv miyad is mutter. So I don't know. Ramosha writes at the end of the tshuva that even though it's ilchum etzach psaylus miyad, still it's good to be machmir, something like that. I don't know what he means. He means because it's a kli. Maybe. Yeah, the Ramosha himself always tells that it's an extension of the hand. This is another halacha
l'maaseh. If the chicken is asur, and then you put it on a plate, right? What happens to that plate?
If the chicken is asur, right, so then it's going to asur the last of the plate as well. Let me buy yochatich and ask nevela. They'll certainly ask. Right, it's true.
But the chicken is gush.
The chicken is a dove gush, and a dove gush will not.
So the plate is
not such a low item? I once sat by Diane Weiss listening to Nancy True, Nancy Shiles. I was in Eretz Yisrael in the year after I got married, I guess, 1980. So I went to Nechaz Yitzchak. I asked him if I could sit when he answered Shiles. He has hours to sit. So it was Grada Chomayit Sukkis. I sat with him in the Sukkah, and he answered Shiles. Not one Shiloh was a Shiloh worth, I mean, Chas Shalom. The Shiloh was a real Shiloh, but there were no, I guess, you know, the Mechaz Yitzchak gets most of the Shilohs the same that I get, the simpler one. There was no Shiloh that was a Chiddush to me. But, between people, I pressed them on this question, about Tziruf and being Mitzara of things. Dovagush is a Machlaikis. Klisheni is a Machlaikis. If a china plate is glass, or considered glass, now it's a Machlaikis. And, if the china plate is glass, there's one other thing with the china. And then I talked about waiting 12 months. I told him, if I have a shiloh with a china plate, with a dove gush, so I'll pile on everything. I was thinking the balei iter. I'll pile on everything. I use all the tzerufim. I'll say, maybe it's glass, it's not balei. I'll wait 12 months. If it's a set of china, people will wait 12 months, it should become mutter. And I'll pour hot water three times, the balei iter holds that you can kasha a cheres. I told him, with all these terufim, and it's only a double gush in the first place, could I be makel? That's what I asked him. So he said, it's a nice klal, he said in halacha, to make terufim, you have to have one ikker heter. You have to have one thing that's, most place can hold is a heter, but we're machmer, and then you use terufim. You can't take a bunch of terufim which all these tzerufim, the Paiskim don't accept. Waiting 12 months, nobody accepts. Bala Itza, nobody accepts. There's glass, the come out, nobody passes by. You can't, and Gush, every Paiskim is Makran, it's a Gush. So to take tzerufim, no matter how many tzerufim, you have to have one Ikka tzeruf. And I didn't have, he told me, you don't have an Ikka tzeruf, you don't have an Ikka shita that you're relying on, and now you're being mitzaref. So that's what he told me.
Can't you take the Ashkenaz, take an Achaber, and then be mitzaref
something? Maybe, but here, that's not the case here. In this case, you really don't have a whole lot to be, what are you going to be mitzaref? Maybe, you know what? It could be you have the Ikka tzeruf, maybe be Rashi Shita. Right, according to the Rishi, according to the Ri, it's considered Taicha Raitiv in Ramesh's case. And it would be Batal B'Shishin, right? Ramesh says Machlekes Rashi and the Ri. Maybe you can argue here that Rashi and the Ri is at least a 50-50 Machlekes. Sounds like Rashi and the Ri. So here, maybe, if you have all those tzerufim plus the Ri, I think he would have agreed to be Bekel.
For Borer, does
Rav Moshe
have that a Kli is an extension of
your
hand?
Yeah, Rav Moshe holds that a Kli is
an extension.
Right, so it's an extension of the hand, it's not a Kli. Alright, so this is Chatecha Das Nevela. Next, this coming week, we're going to have the Shilas of milk spritzing on a pot. If you want to get me real excited, call me during the week, pretend it happened to you in the kitchen, and I'll have a story for next week. But,